listening to a Sharesies podcast.
What do you think maybe is a good opportunity to start talking about a change of government and the business environment that we currently face and how that might look over the next couple of years? What's your sense as to this government's willingness to think about some of those issues? The other compliance burden I see is the burden on company directors and the risks they take now
I think that's right. The last 6 years were a bit of a surprise to me. I mean, Labor governments generally have a view that business is big enough and ugly enough to look after itself and will cope with whatever is thrown at it. That's sort of their general predisposition. And I thought when we left office and the new government came in that there'd be a bit of that. I was a bit stunned as to exactly how much there was of that and therefore how much the New Zealand business ecosystem struggled over those 6 years. Now, obviously, COVID made it worse and nobody chose that. But the sort of lack of, for want of a better term, empathy, there's plenty of people in the country that think that, you know, business is big enough and ugly enough. But actually, in this country, scratching out a living running a business is significantly harder than it is in Australia or any bigger country because of the small domestic market, because of our isolation. And that's not to sort of, you know, I'm sure businesses don't want, you know, people to feel sorry for them, but they just want room to move.
Yep.
And they want an understanding that actually it's quite tricky. And the risks are significant and the potential for failure is high. And therefore, that the regulatory burden needs to be proportionate for the size of the country we're in and the size of the opportunity. And I don't think the other government got that. This government is talking a very positive game in that space, but as always, the proof will be in the pudding. And there's some things have been done already and some things are underway. And I think generally there's a sort of relief a relief rally, not so much in asset values, but in confidence, and just to see how it plays out now. Can they bring it to bear?
Yeah. Looking into the next year, 18 months, how would you assess the current state of the economy, sentiment and potential?
I think I describe it as a year of changing gear. We've had a lot of the action, such as there's been, we're flat, no growth for the last year. But that has been actually held up by an expanding government sector. The government sector has moved from 36 to 41% of the economy in just 6 years. That's actually, when you think about it, regardless of what you think of whether it's a good idea or not, it's still a lot.
Yes.
It's squeezed households and the private sector back a long way. And of course, as it's turned out, it's probably unaffordable because you can't, sure, we haven't got huge debt by world standards, but I've always been very cognizant of the fact that we can't afford to have large debts anyway because we carry a lot of natural disaster risk. We carry, we're small, we're isolated. Nobody's going to turn up and bail us out if we get ourselves into trouble, except perhaps the IMF, and you don't want to go back there again. And so we have to probably be more cautious in a financial debt sense. And of course, we've got a lot of private sector debt as well. So the Crown has to pull back. The one that struck me was that the debt was the fastest growing in the OECD. So a couple more years of that and it would be pretty challenging. So the Crown's got to pull back and the private sector needs to step up and household sectors needs to step up as well. And that's what I mean about a gear change.
What does that stepping up look like?
Well, it means being more positive, making more investment decisions, hiring more people, all those things.
And on the household front?
Again, feeling confidence, prepared to spend. But just having cash to spend because, the interest rates at the moment are really whacking a lot of households and a lot of small businesses. So it's that whole confidence to invest and try things and open a business and grow a business and all that sort of stuff has to happen. And yet you can't order it to happen. It comes out of confidence. That's why I think it's a year of changing gears. The Crown has to pull back. It has to do enough things to create enough room for the private sector to step forward and feel confident about stepping forward. And that's across a range of fronts. Yes, it's skills, but it's also resource management. We've had some announcements around that. But it's things such as bringing in international capital as well, international investment. We've turned our noses up at international capital the last little while, and we need to be a lot more welcoming of it.
Mm.
Investing involves risk. You might lose the money you start with. We recommend talking to a licensed financial advisor. We also recommend reading product disclosure documents before deciding to invest.